here on KDB this evening, catching up with now former Gearing head football coach Todd Eckert. Todd, congratulations on the new position there at Beatrice. And obviously, it's a place you've got some ties to. You were an assistant coach there from 2007 to 2011. So tell us a little bit about how this process came about and what led to the decision.
Well, my wife and I, all our family is in eastern Nebraska, and we, you know, for about the last year, we've been kind of looking at, you know, if the right opportunity presented itself, we'd really like to get back to eastern Nebraska and closer to family. And when this one came up, I said, hey, I'd love to go back there because I know what kind of support they get from the community, the students, the, you know, the faculty, the administration. And you know, it was great to have an opportunity to interview there. And, you know, they offered me the position, and, you know, it was too good to turn down.
And it sounded like when we were talking earlier this evening, when you were the assistant, the head coach there is now in the administration. And so it's just a logical transition and time and place to make this move.
Yeah. And so he's moved into the assistant principal role. They've had a guy there for the last 2 years, and he's moving back to the mountains. He had been there previously, and he came back, and now he's, you know, him and his wife are going to go live in the mountains and, you know, coach up there and eventually retire in the mountains. So it just seemed like a real good fit for me and my family, because we know the area and I know all the guys there. And so it was, you know, it's an exciting opportunity.
Well, let's kind of take a trip back here through your time in the Panhandle. Even back before Gearing, of course, you found plenty of success rebuilding the program there with the Sydney Red Raiders, two playoff appearances, a playoff win, and a district championship. When you're doing some of that against a program front and center like Scotts Bluff and having that type of success out here, you really built something at Sydney.
Yeah, and so we had a lot of kids buy in, and, you know, we really hit our stride, you know, that third year with we had some really good athletes, you know, that senior class. We had Lucas Rosenbaum and Logan Lewis that were tremendous. And then the next year we had Jake Sager and Lane Harvey and Chance Anglin. And those guys really, you know, they made it easy to coach because they picked up on stuff so well and were really great leaders. And you didn't have to do too much, you know, prodding kids to work hard because those guys set the tone and really got after it. And it was, you know, that was some fun times turning that program around.
Then the move to Gearing and really the ultimate rebuild. And forget what the record says. I think 2-25 in the three seasons. You got these two wins this past year. I'd say you really kind of rebuilt what was a foundation that had kind of disappeared. What are you most proud of what you were able to get done? Take the record out, and let's hope people can, you know, see the forest for the trees and understand it's bigger than the record at times. What were some of the things you thought you were able to accomplish and kind of get put back in place?
Well, I think building a work ethic here. When I got here, we had a strength program that was non-existent. We had one kid in the whole school that could squat over 300 pounds, and now we've got a kid that's over 500. We've got five or six kids over four. We've got some kids that we've probably got 13 or 14 kids over 300. And so it's, you know, we are bigger, stronger, faster than when I got here. We've really done a good job, you know, and both the Freebergs, Adam and Lisa, have helped out with the strength and conditioning program, kind of getting it where it is today. And, you know, we really built some competition in the weight room. So I'm really excited about, you know, how these kids can, you know, take the next step. And they've really worked hard at you know, improving themselves in the weight room. And eventually that will translate into wins on the field. It's, you know, I think whoever comes in has a tremendous opportunity to take the next step. I think they're right on the cusp of something special.
Those first 2 years, for a guy like yourself, a winner, a guy who's accountable, who always says the buck stops with me, how tough was it on you as a professional, as a football coach, going through those type things?
It's pretty tough because, you know, you've got a plan, and this plan worked at the last stop, and so you put the plan in place, and you're just like, well, why isn't this working? So you got to go in and tweak it to fit your kids, and you know, we worked extremely hard, but we were, you know, we were not real fast, and we were not real strong, and it just took a little time to get that kind of built up. And we still, you know, we thought we had a pretty good group that second year coming back, and still nothing. And a lot of that stuff was just, you know, some of the mentality. There's not a whole lot of tradition to fall back on. I mean, they were good, you know, before, I think 2009, they were district champs, but a lot of those guys are gone, and there's not too many people around that still remember those days. But, you know, when we get, you know, all my assistants can remember those days, and, you know, they're just like, hey, we used to be good. We can still be good. So it's getting the kids to believe. You know, we had glimpses of it this third year. I thought there was two or three more games in there that could have gone our way, but, you know, kind of got away from us. So I think this next year is going to be a big time step for Gary.
You know, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think you had a lot of success at the lower levels this past season, the 7th and 8th grade teams winning a bunch of football games. So before this opportunity kind of started to present itself, what was your honest assessment of where things were at? And, like, if you're in your own mind, you were thinking, I'm going to be here a while. What do we got to work with? What can we do?
Well, I was pretty excited because we had, you know, we've been struggling with our freshman program here for the last couple of years. We just haven't had a whole lot of kids out, and I think this year, we had 34 come to the off-season meeting just to kind of meet me and all that stuff. And I don't think they had, you know, I think it was 30 or something like that. It was just a crazy high number. And I was pretty excited that those numbers were up. The junior high numbers were up, and they were seeing some success. So, you know, I think it's moving in the right direction because football is a numbers game, and the more kids you have, the better off you are. And I think that, you know, if they can continue to grow the program, it's going to be kind of, you know, lead to some success.
Let's maybe look down the road here with your future. What's Beatrice football looking like right now? I know, obviously, haven't been there as long as you were as an assistant, and just being a head coach in Class B, you pretty much got you got the pulse of what's going on around the state. What's the current state of where they're at?
They've got a very good tradition, and, you know, with Coach Sexton and then now Coach Meyer, they just kind of keep they don't necessarily have to rebuild. They don't lose a whole lot of kids. They just plug a new kid in to each position, and they do a really good job of getting in the weight room and working hard. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit different for me going into this because I don't have to rebuild anything. I don't have to come up with any new ideas. It's just a, you know, kind of tweak some things here or there, kind of make it, you know, put my own spin on it, and just continue driving the machine. So it's they've done a really good job, and, you know, they've got a great tradition and some really high expectations there.
You know, during football season, whether it's me talking to Joe Benson at Scott's Bluff or Jeff Gross at McCook, and I'd ask him what they're seeing from Gehring when they're looking at film, or just, you know, what their opinion is of what's going on. And the first thing they would say, first and foremost, was, let me just tell you, Todd Eckert's a good football coach. And so when you hear that from guys like that, and then you get this confirmed that people aren't going to just pay attention to the record. It's got to make you feel good to know you're still doing a good job and people can recognize your talents.
It does. You know, those guys, that's high praise coming from two really successful coaches in Class B and, you know, just all classes. So, you know, that's nice to hear. You know, we really worked hard. My assistants and I really got after it, and, you know, tried to promote the program and do things the right way. And, you know, it may not have translated, but I think, you know, we've got some kids now that have a foundation of being some high character kids. And I think that's going to translate into success in football and basketball and everything around here. You know, it's once you get one program kind of going in the right direction and everybody kind of buys in, then it just kind of, the school kind of feeds off of it and everybody gets good. So hopefully, you know, I told the boys today, you know, when I had to break the news to them, I said, hey, you know, we still got 9 weeks to work hard, and I want them to be just as successful as I would have if I was here. Unless we see them in the playoffs, then I don't want any success for them. But, you know, it's one of those things where I think that, you know, like I said before, I think they are moving in the right direction. If they can keep moving in the right direction, they're going to be, you know, they'll find the success they're looking for.
That's kind of an interesting spot to be in with these 9 weeks of school left, and you're in charge of the weight program, and these kids look up to you, and maybe if you can keep guys engaged and interested and bought in, that'll keep them around for the next head coach, and you can still kind of help out as you're heading out of town.
Oh, I think so. I think if you're really in it for the right reason and you're in it for the kids, that you do all you can for them. So it'd be real easy to just kind of say, do whatever you want for the next 9 weeks, and I'll be over here playing on my phone and checking stuff out. But if you care about the kids like I do, you want them to have, you know, as much success as they possibly can and enjoy their time and get the most out of it. The kids are fun to work with, I love seeing them reach their goals. We had a tremendous max out session here the last couple of weeks. I think every boy record we had got broken, so they're doing some tremendous stuff in the weight room, and it's super exciting.
How devastated were you for a kid like Quentin Janacek to suffer that type of knee injury, and he's going to be miss track, miss baseball season, was going to be lucky to be back probably for two-thirds, half of a football season? He's such a good kid who's probably just willing to run through a wall for anybody that asks him to do something.
Yeah, and that's the stuff that you hate to see in sports is kids that do things the right way and work their tail off, and then, stuff like that happens. But it's the nature of the beast, and he just had surgery, and he's come back, and he's actually helping me with hurdles and wants to be around the other kids, and, you know, they can do a lot from his positive attitude, and I know he probably struggles with it, and he's probably depressed that he has to miss, track, which he really is good at, baseball he's good at, and, you know, we were counting on him to be a quarterback for us next year, and that may happen, it might not happen, but this is one of those life lessons that, hey, it's not necessarily what happens to you, it's how you respond to it, and so right now he's doing a great job of rehabbing and keeping a positive attitude, and, kids and teachers alike can learn a lot from it, because we get, there's times where you can say, well, this is terrible and it's the end of the world and all that stuff. But you look at a kid like Quentin, who has a limited time frame with sports and stuff like that, and he basically misses, three quarters of a year to a year with an injury, and he's upbeat and doing his part, and he's finding a way to contribute to the team. You know, he can't be there running, but he's doing all he can, helping me out and helping the other kids out.
Closing it down with Todd Eckert, now former head football coach at Gearing, off to take that same position, head coach at Beatrice High School. Coach, I know when you guys were able to get a couple of wins this year, I think plenty of us that follow sports or are invested into high school sports around the region felt as happy for you as we did probably for the kids on the team to get the monkey off their back. And I know I can speak for Jeff. Despite all the roller coaster or all the downs and the length of the downs for you at Gearing, you're always quick to show up in the press box, willing to answer questions, always held yourself accountable, and put pretty much everything on your own shoulders. And I think you should be commended for that. Really appreciate everything you did for us as far as working with you. And I know you got Gearing back on a solid foundation. So thanks a lot for your help, and congratulations on the move, and best of luck down the road, Coach.
All right, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure working with you guys, and you guys do a great job of highlighting Gearing athletics and do a great job supporting everything that goes on in the school. So it's been nice to be around you guys. There's only one thing that I've got a quick question about. I was looking at the Canny Bee website, and you couldn't find a better picture of me, but I don't know if that's
Well, I had
like a still shot from a practice. I'm looking into the sun. My wife's giving me grief about it. She's like, look at this picture. I was just like, well, I'm pretty much a dork anyway, and they kind of captured that. So,
hey, well, you always have the bucket hat. And,
well, that's a good point. That's kind of what I'm known for.
We went with the still shot off of a TV interview. So, I apologize if it's not up to snuff. But, I chose this over some others, so I guess I'm fully to blame here.
That's probably a pretty good. If you get some inaction shots where I'm red faced screaming at somebody, that's probably better that you put the bucket hat on there. But my wife got a chuckle out of it. She's like, "Look at this picture." I don't really care. I'm just like, so that's what I look like at practice. And she's like, "You look like a dork." I'm like, "I'm kind of a dork." So, it was pretty funny. So we got a laugh out of that. And,
I guess I am trying to figure out the long sleeve T-shirt underneath, and it had to have been mid August.
Yeah, that's a long story. I just started wearing it. The long story of it is when I was in Sydney, my brother had passed away, and he always wore, not when it was hot out, he always wore cutoffs when it was hot out because he thought he was big and stuff like that. But I'm tiny now and don't have any arms left. So what he did was he'd always wear long sleeves under short sleeves. And so I just started doing that kind of out of remembrance for him. And then it just kind of stuck, and we started winning games. And then I started doing it because I didn't get sunburned anymore. And so it just kind of stuck. So now all the kids are just like, I never see you with a short sleeve shirt on. And I was like, well, I don't usually wear them all that much. So I wear them around the house and mowing the lawn, but that's about it. So that's kind of the bucket hat and the long sleeve shirts. It's kind of the trademark now. So we'll get that going. So it's kind of like the Steve Spurrier visor, I guess.
Beatrice, beware. Here it comes. The bucket hat is on its way. Coach, again, thanks for the time here on KNEB. We'll stay in touch, and best of luck in Beatrice.
All right. Thank you very much.